Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up. Speak out and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
The love. good to the last drop. That was Cynthia James ushering us into the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The Promised Land. God, Goddess, Mother, Father, God always sees the love and is always waiting for an opportunity for us to remember. I'm talking to myself now. Number one, magician, Celeste Shante Morgan, needs to know that every time she remembers who she is, she's already in the promised land, the land of milk and honey. Cynthia James is a powerful angel on the earth. You can find her at cynthiajames.net. And I don't know if Cynthia's listening tonight, but you have got to be an amazing spiritual being to also connect with your soulmate. Yes. Some powerful woman doing some amazing work. And her man is just as powerful, too. Dynamic duo. But we're going to talk about the number one tonight. So we're going to focus on you. Yes, you're going to hear a lot of magician talk. But, before we get into all that, how's everybody doing? Gobble, gobble. You tired of tofu turkey? Are you tired of turkey and macaroni and cheese? This is a really good time to become a vegetarian. Yes, I said it. Because I don't want to see another piece of meat as long as I live. But I had a wonderful
Speak
time.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. I'm out.
I'm coaching seriously. Oh, my gosh. I don't need to see any more food. I really don't. But I had a wonderful time. I really did. The sexiest thing about the holidays for me, and I did say sexy, it is true, is the ability to reconcile. Really. If you're holding any grudges, if there's anybody that you're mad at, oh, my gosh, let it go. You can have so much more fun with those very people you've been beefing with. You don't even know. I'm serious. That's the promised land. That's really the promised land right there. And I got to hang out with family members that I hadn't seen in a long time. And we cut up, and I just feel energized and youthful and adolescent. It's always fun when you get to make fun of your big sister. So, Lori, if you're out there listening, I love you, baby. Thank you for inviting me into your home. Looking forward to other times. So I hope that you guys had a wonderful holiday, whether it was Hanukkah, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether you don't celebrate Thanksgiving and you decided to make it a day of mourning. I hope whatever you did, you acknowledged your ancestors and you acknowledged you and your beautiful presence on this earth. So let's get started. I know we've got some people, in the chat room and on the phone lines, but I have to come with this one confession. I can't see you. So Life Code today is going to be my eyes and my ears tonight, and I want to thank him for the amazing work he does doing a technical piece of the show and helping me keep time and also just welcoming you to get your cards pulled. And that's a perfect segue to telling you more about the show, the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. I'm so proud to be a part of this network. It is my home. It's where I hang out. And it's December 1st, 2013, and I'm moving into my one-year anniversary of being a host on this network, Life Code Today. So I'm expecting a party. Thank you very much. December 17th, I think, was what?
Good luck.
Good luck. You're so throwing me a party. Cut it out. Okay? Just stop. And just hang out there for a minute. Don't go anywhere. I really want to thank Life Coach today for believing in me. Yay! He's my favorite magician. He is my favorite magician. He makes it happen. You see how he's like all behind the scenes playing Oz and working it out? Let me tell you where you can find him during the week. He is all over the place, and I'm going to run it down because that's where I hang out. So if you're ever looking for me, you can find me at Life Coach Today's House, Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I'll be the one greeting you then. And I also do the energy of the day. Life Coach Today offers you soul food for your consciousness. You've got amazing, it's an manly week this week on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We have so many powerful men coming in. Oh, Richard Moss, healer, visionary, just metaphysician. I just love this man, seriously. Whenever you are, like, studying your work, you know, you're doing your thing, and his name keeps coming across in your books, and you get to connect with him, it's a powerful thing. Richard Moss is quoted all over one of my favorite Mother Peace books. Now, you know, I love Mother Peace Tarot, and he is quoted everywhere in that book. And so I'm like, you know, when a day was like, we're going to have Richard Moss come on, he was our first guest this year. And he's been a guest several times on the show. I was like a groupie. I was a teenager. I'm like, it's Richard Moss. So he's coming back tomorrow. Yay, the mysteries of one. And then we have the brothers coming back, all of them, to talking about the emotional lives of men. So that's Don Wolf. That's Joe Kelly. That's Ashinde Uman and Kasembe Benna, and I'm probably ruining their names, but Tuesday is going to be a powerful show, and, you know, Life Coach Day is going to hold it down. He's got a special guest coming up on Wednesday to talk about the sounds of music. Manly show. I love it. Don't you love it when guys show up to talk about spiritual things? Very sexy. I love it. So, okay, so that's the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. And then we have Ambassa Safair, the play experience on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? We passionately loved and appreciated you. I don't know who her guest is, but she always offers flowers for your spirit. She's a powerful magician in her own right. I have a lot of respect for her, a lot of love for her, and appreciate sharing the airwaves with her. And we have Ancestral Blueprints last Wednesday of the month. If you missed last week's episode of Ancestral Blueprints, breaking down the complexities of Thanksgiving, it's not too late to tap into it in the archives. But it's not going to be the last Wednesday this month because it's Christmas. So stay tuned for that on December 18th. And then if you don't have enough of Life Coach Today and these people here on the Life Conversations Radio Network, folks are doing amazing things all over the place. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Then he's got this funky musical show Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. That's our siblings over there. Life Coach Today, would they be our cousins or our brothers and sisters?
I think we'll call them our sister station. How about that?
I love it. Okay, our sister station, 12 Radio. And if you miss it on Saturday, you can catch it on Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern. The Sounds of Soul with the day, Anifuoshe. You get to hear Life Coach Today's nighttime thoughts through music. Don't you like that? I love it. Okay, that's not.
Grown folks only.
Grown folks music, honey. I think it's great music to listen to if you know if you're by yourself or if you got a significant other, you're trying to pull somebody in. Life Coach Today is dropping the music. All you have to do is bring the candles and the wine, okay, or Kool-Aid. Everybody has a drink. So that's what my family's doing, and I'm really, really proud. Life Coach Today, I know you've got something else coming up, but I'm not sure if it's live or not. On is it Tuesday?
Oh, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you have to tell me. Well, actually, yes. Well, okay, real quick, because we got people waiting. This Tuesday is just talking about this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. I'm being interviewed, and we are going to talk about. I don't have the information yet, but I'll find it. I'll do a Celeste and find it before the end of the show. they can just listen to my show tomorrow. They'll listen to my show tomorrow. 12.
And they're going to listen to your show tomorrow. Yeah.
You said what?
And they're going to listen to your show tomorrow.
Right, exactly. So, really, we're talking about the difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
All matrix.
Hey, don't give it all away.
Hey, man, come on. Sexy. got to tell them. Just a little bit, just a little nugget.
Well,
right,
it's beyond. Okay, before I get off, since you brought that up, it's beyond Matrix. It applies to all of us, you know, where we get to apply the truth. And, you know, even a brain-dead person can talk about truth, but it takes gladiators to actually walk the truth. And that's where you're going to have to face the part of yourself that you're afraid of, ashamed of, and all the other stuff. So, you know, that's what I'm passionate about talking about. So I'm
there
looking
you
forward
go.
To it.
I love it. I cannot wait to make sure everybody knows about it. So that's what my family is doing, because I can't do what I do without them. So I wanted to give them some props. So I know that there are people lined up getting ready for some readings, but I just want to let you know that the number running today is the number one, and it's ruled by the sun. And you know that the sun shines on everyone. So within each of us is the power to make choices for our own good. But we can only make those choices if we remember to use all of our tools, which brings us to the number one card of tarot. It's one of my favorite cards. It's the Magician. I have a crush on a magician, and the magician is genderless. Anybody walking with that type of energy who really knows how to embody all of the tools of the elements, that's some powerful manifestation. And we all have that gift. Because the tarot is simply about a spiritual journey. So every single one of you who can hear me right now, you are a magician in your own right. And tonight, what I hope to do is to pull the cards and help you find the magician within you. We also have a new moon coming up tomorrow. It's a new moon in Sagittarius, and it is fun, adventurous. Sagittarius is ruled by the planet Jupiter, and Jupiter is just a carnival. Do you hear me? It's a carnival. It is about expansion and living with brightness and fun and adventure. So while we're stepping into number one today, we can play with the magician energy to tap into that new moon energy that we're going to be stepping into tomorrow. So that just gives you a little bit of a spiritual forecast. I'm ready to pull some cards, Life Coach, today. Who's up?
Well, quite a few people, but before we do that, I want to tell you some of your folks in the chat room. We don't do shout-outs, but we'll send a love out. Key Hypnosis, and I think Key Hypnosis called in about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yes, you remember when your dog was barking when you were doing a reading? Did you remember? I think I remember her name. That's coming back to me. But anyway, she's in the chat room, and then there's someone else there. They have a username. I am the witch, which means I am the witch. So
woo!
The witch is in the chair. I know that was going to get you excited. And we got silent listeners. And we got folks listening on the phone lines as well. Don Wolf is in the house. But right now.
Is he? Oh, my gosh. I hope he presses one. You want to talk about one of my favorite magicians. What a storyteller he is. Don Wolf.
Okay, before I bring him on this.
I know. I'm going to calm down. Mi hermano. That's one. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, when you press one, I'll let you know. But Rolina from Maine has a question around relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's see what kind of tools we can help her tap into tonight. Rolina. It's a beautiful name.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Rolina. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad you were able to hang out with me tonight. Now, how may I be of service to you? You have a question around relationship?
Yes.
Okay. What you hear me doing is I'm shuffling my big old Mother Peace tarot cards. They're a round deck, and they are a little different from Rider Waite because they have a really strong feminist, womanist, goddess focus. They're my favorite cards. I read other cards, but these are the ones that speak for me because they mirror me and usually the people that I work with. So, Rolina, what I am going to do is move my iced coffee out the way. That's what you heard. One, two, three, card draw. Okay, we're taking a deep breath, Rolina. What I see off the break for you is I have three cards. You have two major arcana cards,
Some people say arcana. I say arcana. Trump cards, okay? So these cards that I'm about to tell you about are like literally having a kiss from the goddess. Big message coming through. And then I have a minor arcana card that is, you know, something that you can shift or something you can think about. So the first card that we're working with Rolina is the devil, 15. Now, whenever the devil comes up in tarot, people get really nervous about it because of our stories about what the devil means. But what I understand the devil to mean from my work is about attachment. You know how they say the devil is in the details? Mm-hmm. The devil represents the shadow. It represents our projections. So with your relationship and your question around it right now, I see some purging that needs to happen around your attachment and your expectation. Okay? The next card I have is the lovers, which is reversed. Now, the lovers card, usually when people think of the lovers card, they think, oh, I found my love, I got my soulmate. But what people really don't understand about the lovers card is that that's the card of attraction. It's about magnetism. See, the attachments that you're having right now are not bringing in that attachment or the energy that you want to connect with. Mm-hmm. Because I also have a number five, disc. Now, the number five disc represents worry and anxiety. So, Rowena, I really think that in order to really get what you want out of this relationship, you are going to have to focus on letting go. You're going to have to focus on letting go of, you know,
I'm not in a relationship.
And the key is, the reason why, okay, how do I say this? The reason why right now a relationship isn't coming for you is mm-hmm. because of attachments and expectations that you have around relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put myself out there too, okay? I have been indoctrinated by fairy tales and romantic comedies, so much so that when things don't show up with the, you know, the boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl again, or girl gets girl. You know, we can't assume that everybody's heterosexual. Sometimes there's some reprogramming that I need to do in my own mind in order to really understand what love is. And I think that these cards that are coming up for you, Rolina, is really a step-by-step guide for how to not only receive the love that you want, but to get it in a way that is healthy. To get it in a way that it's not, beholden to past stories, past situations. We're dealing with number one, which is fresh starts and new beginnings. So mm-hmm. what I'm hearing for you right now is a question around how are you doing with your projections? How are you doing with your expectations? Do you have a list of what you want your lover to look like? And
oh, absolutely.
Okay. And are you doing those things for yourself that you would want a lover to do for you?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't ask anything of him that I'm not myself. That's why I wrote the list.
mm-hmm. So we have a list.
Two people should be, you know, you're going to have your, not all the same interests, but you should, you know, have the 10 most things that mean the most to each one of you.
Mm-hmm. So are you expecting to already know what that's going to be from your list?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, how tied are you to your list?
I can just tell usually when I meet somebody. Talking to them and asking questions. And
when you go down this list, you know, because I don't know what your list is. So when you go down this list, I want you to do an inventory about whether your lists are representing fresh beginnings or old stories.
Definitely fresh beginnings.
Excellent. So then the focus for you
then is to make sure you keep your energy clear so that you could draw it to you. What I need to say about this five of disc is that it is reversed, okay? And that's a good thing, because when five shows up in tarot, it's usually about a challenge. And the five of disc does represent worry and anxiety. It's reversed, and it's almost to the left. So you have the power right now to connect with the energy about whether or not, you know, you're feeling attached, whether you can turn this lover's card upright and draw to you what you most want. Only you know if your list is a list of chains or a list of freedom, freedom to express and to feel love in the way that you most want it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's where
mm-hmm.
I'm at.
Is that where you're at?
That's where I'm
okay.
at.
Okay, then. So let's make sure then that you are continuously checking your list, making sure it's not keeping you from the love that you want. And only you know that, Selena.
Yeah, I hear that too. Yeah,
you hear
yeah.
that? Okay.
Yeah, I do, because I was wondering about that as well, because
I hear you.
I was wondering.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, let me get that last.
Okay,
one.
I'm
wondering
sorry.
What? No, you're fine, honey. Tell me, you were wondering what?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I want you to finish that last sentence so that I'm clear. You were wondering what about your list?
Well, not so much my list, that I just
mm-hmm.
sometimes, where I'm at in my life,
mm-hmm.
I know what I'm looking for. I just
mm-hmm.
wonder if I'm so aware
mm.
that I'm just, I'm just going to say it. There's a lot of dysfunction out there. And I'm just not willing to allow that in my life anymore. You know, it's like enough's enough already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, will that person ever enter my life?
mm-hmm.
Is it possible that, you know, I'm looking for someone who's healthy, who is healthy in their interactions in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key. But in order to find it, to attract it, you need to be it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear
oh,
that?
Oh, I feel like I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to work on ourselves every day.
Sure. Absolutely. And the questions that you have are very, they're normal. That's what we're dealing with. But if you make a commitment to take care of Alina and make
mm-hmm.
sure she's healthy, you will draw
mm-hmm.
that energy to you. I believe that. I do believe like attracts like. I don't have to believe it. It's a universal law.
Mm-hmm.
The law of attraction, honey. So the cards that are coming up for you looks to me like the things that you're thinking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure you're focused on healthy relationships. The devil shows up to remind us about our shadows, and we need our shadows. We need the dark and we need the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the lover's card, attraction, and relax a little bit, which I already see you doing with the five of disc reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Is there anything that I said that you had any further questions about or anything that didn't resonate for you?
Well, when you were saying taking care of myself, I'm in the process of doing a business plan and getting the business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each day, you know, I try to make sure that I'm taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the business side. I want you to tap into your emotional side, too. Your spirit as well.
Well, I do my angel cards. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I do a lot of spiritual work. I meditate.
Mm-hmm.
I do Reiki.
Mm-hmm. You stay on your path, and he'll show up.
Mm-hmm.
When you least expect it.
Yes.
And don't be surprised if it doesn't look exactly like your list. That's all I'm going to say about that. You just make sure you call me and let me know about it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good night.
You hear that giggle? Right. It's a coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
good night.
Life good today. Good night, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Good job. Yes. I think we can take a break, and then we'll come back
sure.
and take another call from Delisha from Atlanta,
oh,
Georgia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So you ready to take a break?
Yes. We'll be right
okay.
back after these messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, to get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. To get a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and we're playing with magician energy tonight. Now, look, I want to ask you something. Do you know that the phrase abracadabra actually has real power to it? It's not just a childhood thing. It actually has Aramaic origins, and it brings together two phrases I have created and through my speech. And that's magic, family. It means created as I say. So all this powerful energy around what we speak about ourselves, what we're putting out there, you know, it'll come back to you. That's magician energy. Now, I want you to expand your vision of what a magician is, because many times we get caught up thinking about the man with the, you know, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But I'm telling you that you, in your own right, are a magician. The beautiful thing about being
you know, spirit beings having human experiences is that each one of us has been gifted with our own tools, though, to do our tricks. Some of you may be wonderful painters. Some of you may be phenomenal writers or storytellers. Maybe you read tarot cards or angel cards. That's your magician gift coming through. A life coach today said something a couple of Thanksgivings ago that I've never forgotten, and it's always stayed with me. Whatever that thing is that people used to make fun of you about, there's your gift, particularly your magician gift to express yourself. A lot of people always said I talked funny growing up in Washington, D.C. And I was like, why are all these picking about me and I'm talking funny? And, you know, they said I talked proper. You know, I have family members to this day when I call their house. They don't catch my voice. They think I'm a bill collector. Okay, fine. Well, I got tired of being picked on about that. But somebody, an adult, decided that with that voice, she should speak. And so I was put in all of these speech contests in D.C. and won. And that's when the acting started for me. So the very gift that people made fun of me about, my magician gift, the ability to communicate, to speak, and to express myself, was the exact same gift that gave me awards. See? You don't have to know how to do tricks. You just got to know what your tools are and what are those things that are you're born with, your inherent gift, whatever that talent is, whatever you most like to do. And that's why the magician card is so important in tarot, because it reminds us, baby, you are already born with the tools. All right, so that's a little bit about the magician. Abracadabra, yes, created as I say. I say you're a powerful magician. It's time to find out what your tools are. So let's find out what we can find for Delisha tonight. Delisha.
Hi.
How are you? Hello, my love. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm inspired. Very inspired.
Oh, I'm honored to hear that. Now.
And I had no idea we used to play when we were little and say, abracadabra. No idea what we were talking about.
See, you know.
A deep meaning there.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, when we grow up, we forget about our own magic. And that's what makes the word less, quote-unquote, powerful. The power is still there. It's the energy behind how we say it. So abracadabra, what are our wands? What are our tools? So I'm going to the cards for you. Do you have a specific question, my friend?
No, this month I'm just kind of fasting and trying to prepare mentally and spiritually for next year. And so just kind of want to see what it says, like what is the energy around my new year or, you know, or this month.
Okay. We could do that. We're going to do a general reading. But I'm going to let you know, if you, in the midst of me shuffling the cards, come up with a specific question, we can also play around some things to go to the cards for that as well. But no, that's fine. We'll zero in on you. My pleasure. My pleasure. All right, Ms. Delisha, stepping into a new year. You know it's a 7-year, right?
It's a 7?
Yes,
okay.
Mysticism. We're getting ready for it. So let's see what it says for you.
Okay.
What a powerful, beautiful reading. This is, we have the Priestess of Cups. We have the Star, 17, reversed, and we have the Daughter of Swords. Okay. The Priestess of Cups. Cups are our emotions, and it's what we're focused on. The Priestess card, the Priestess energy by itself really focuses on the inner realm of life. So the Priestess of Cups is actually the queen of the emotions, and being able to tap into your energy and reach out to call forth what you most desire.
Wow.
Beautiful. Yes, ma'am. And you said you were fasting, you know, I mean, these are things that you already gave me. But the, and you're also focused on the 7 year. And 7 is the year of water. Okay, so we've got cups, water, already showing up. So this priestess is already promising to take care of you and your inner work when you focus on it. And you're already going deep within trying to figure that out. You know, being
right.
aware of your inner senses, probably feeling dreamy and sensitive right now. There's a quiet call that you must have heard to go deeper. And I know that you're also removing some things from your life right now to figure out what you want to do. But the key is to create that soft and tender place within yourself and getting really personal and connecting with your collective unconscious to merge. Okay, powerful energy. So it already feels like it's connected to that 7 Neptune energy that we're going to step into next year. So you're already doing the work before the winter solstice. Excellent, mm-hmm. Delicia. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, I got a star card that's reversed. Now, here's the thing about the star card. The star card is focused on healing. Okay?
Healing.
Healing. Healing after a traumatic time. Like maybe being struck by lightning, maybe having things show up in your life that you weren't expecting. She's the Calgon Take Me Away card. You remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Calgon, Take Me Away. That is what just came to my mind right now. And I've never heard it that way before for the star card. So, all right, that was beautiful. Okay, so it's reversed, though. So even though you're doing this work, there's still more of an invitation, Delicia, for you to even get more intense about your healing.
Okay.
Focused on, you know, I don't know if you journal. I'm thinking about watery things. I'm thinking about this is the Navajo changing goddess, okay? She's the white buffalo calf woman who brought peace, the peace pipe, to Native Americans, okay? So after all that work, she needed to take some time for herself. This is reversed. So while you're consciously thinking about it, there still needs to be a further commitment for you to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to heal mind, body, spirit, soul. Heal the heart.
Okay.
And then
okay.
you move into the Daughter of Swords. And this is the Xena card, okay? Xena, warrior princess that is going to go out from this healing and provide the ability in your mind to show people how to get out of challenging places. You're being invited to take care of yourself, and you're going to be working hard, okay?
Yes.
You're being invited to take care of yourself because you're going to be tested for helping people to get out of the challenges and out of the deep valleys within their lives. You're going
okay.
to be doing a lot of healing work, so you're going to have to make sure that you're prepared for that.
I sure do.
Okay, now, how does that resonate with you? How do you feel about that? Do you have a question about anything that's showing up?
No, that was very good. I wrote everything down that you said, and so I'm just going to go and meditate on that, and I appreciate it so much.
It is my pleasure. It is. You know, I think it's really interesting that you've got this water-air combination. It's also a balance. Those elements are a balance with the sacred masculine and the feminine. Swords, air, is masculine. Water is feminine. Balance those two pieces together, and you'll be able to take in the inner piece and then go out into the world and do your work. But the key is, Delicia, balance.
Wow. That is so profound what you said, because when I meditate lately, and I visualize water and air mixed together and
really?
Surrounded.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you just said that, and it's like you said, do that and then go out, and it's like, wow. That's
wow.
Exactly. So
well, it's
great.
Always amazing to know how it's landing. So thank you for letting me know that and giving me that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That is great. So you got this air-water dance going on. So that's that masculine and that feminine coming together. It's already coming together.
Okay.
So follow that path. You're fine. You got it.
Okay. Thank you, Celeste.
It's my pleasure, sweetie. Thank you.
You doing fine?
I love Southern women. I love Southern women. Yes, honey, I am doing fine. When I get to spend Sunday nights doing what I most love, I get to show my magician gift with the tarot cards. So,
and you do very well, very beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm healed when I'm able to show up and be a healer. So thank you for being in the house.
Okay.
All right. Love you so much, Alicia.
Love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome. I just loved how Delicia said, you're doing fine. Usually that
know,
doesn't
right?
happen.
people ask you
that before you do readings or when I take questions, but not usually at the end. It's like, oh, thanks for it, but how are you doing, baby? Well, we let's see. We got somebody who just squeezed in. They said, I want a reading, calling all the way from, I think this is Pennsylvania. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Hello, welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. What's your name and where you calling from?
Alexandra, calling out of Philadelphia.
You said what? What'd you say your name is?
Alexandra, I'm calling out of Philadelphia. Yeah.
Philadelphia, okay.
Alexandra out of Philadelphia, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Alexander, how are you doing tonight?
Right.
Celeste, are you there? We don't hear you.
I'm right here.
Yes, hello?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay,
hello.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
How you
Hi,
doing
Alexander.
Today?
I'm doing great.
Fine.
How may I help you?
Fine.
You have
first,
a question?
Fine. It's my first time on your show. First of all, it's about my career, and secondly, it's about relationships. First of all, my career.
Career? Okay, I tell you what, Alexander, let's go to the cards. How are you feeling tonight?
Good.
Good? Okay. All right. I want you to take a deep breath for me, because you say you're good, but you feel tight to me. But this is your first time. This isn't your first time getting a tarot reading, is it?
No, but first time on your show.
Okay. All right. I'm pulling three cards for you, Alexander. Let's see what comes up. Okay. Well, Alexander, I know you want career first and relationship next.
Uh-huh.
Only tell you what I see, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what I see is the moon card, and the moon shines on our illusions and our projections. The moon has a way of going within the depth of our collective unconscious. It's reversed for you, which means that there's perhaps some more work that you need to do internally to really figure out your next steps. I don't know if you have something in particular that you're passionate about that you want to do as a career. If there is, then it's really time for you to delve deeply into that, whatever makes your heart sing. I'm getting flashes of music. Not sure why, but that's okay. We're just going to go with it. But
well, music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Okay. I was getting flashes of music in my head. Are you a musician, or do you do something with music?
I'm a writer. I'm a songwriter.
You're a songwriter. Okay. So you're a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alexander, okay, looking at my time. Okay, Alexander, let me ask you something. When you're writing your songs, are you writing your songs from your personal experiences, or are you writing for other people?
For myself right now, I'm trying to be a songwriter for other people.
Okay, so you're writing for yourself right now, but you also want to write for other people.
Behind the scenes, yeah, because I recently got this publishing contract over in New York.
Uh-huh.
Another,
uh-huh.
I'm talking with this guy, but you know what I mean? It's in a heart, but he hasn't gotten back with me yet. Where do you see that going?
Well, being that it's reversed, thank you for that. Thank you, because when the visions come, mm-hmm. you know, I just need to go with it. Okay, this is what I'm going to say to you, all right? This is what I hear for you. Alexander, I don't know where the guy in New York is going to go, but I do know for you, there's some more internal work that you need to do that is going to make your music even hotter. There's something that you're holding back from. It's almost like you're being blocked from expressing your gift, you know? So, you know, I don't know if it's the worry, the anxiety about when is this thing going to happen that is messing with you, but there's clearly a gift. I had the vision of the music and you know, the writing and all of that stuff. So you have a gift. But the key is, it's like I think you're probably so focused on the business of it that you're not able to tap into the creation of it, you know, the way you really want to. There's something that really wants to be birthed out of the dark, out of the depth, out of your womb. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You've got something that is waiting to come out, to just busting out. I almost feel like this energy of just like something grabbing at me, like the alien or something, like something that you need to get out, okay? So, mm-hmm. you know, do what you need to do to handle your business, but don't mm-hmm. forget your path in the birthing, the muse, you know? I mean, that's a very sensual act. That writing piece and being a musician, and you know that. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. Let me tell you the other cards that might also help, you know, explain this a little bit. Good news for you is I got Judgment to the right. Now, Judgment for my cards is a very healing Venus. Ooh, Venus just showed up for you, man. The Judgment card and the Mother Peace Tarot cards has the planet Venus showing up as an Ankh, bringing healing to the earth, okay? Mm. Now, you know Venus is the planet of beauty and love and all things, you know, cultural and music. So there's this energy around healing that's going to come from your work. But you are caught up in nightmares. I got the Nine of Swords. And there's this energy and anxiety and worry that you need to cut. So that you can really give birth to your gift, Alexander. Okay? So let me just give this to you real quick again so you can listen back. It's a powerful reading for you. The Moon card reversed. That means illusions being blocked. You're not, you know, your gifts, you know, being blocked in a way, okay? But you've got the promise of Venus coming to help you. It's Judgment. It's a beautiful mother lover energy coming to say you're going to be okay. We've got these nightmares with the Nine of Swords. It's somebody who's asleep because they're too much in their mind and not enough in their heart. And boom, that's
right.
What it is.
Yeah, but the one I'm saying about the female I'm looking for to meet up with, where do you see that going?
Wait a minute, say that again.
All right. Okay, yeah, here. Yeah, one more thing about, let me get my check, hold on, about relationships. Where do you see that going?
Well, you know what? Once you stop worrying and getting in your head so much, the relationship energy will open up. You got some internal work to do, buddy. But it's going to be okay, though. I mean, it's a powerful card. So I want to thank you. We're going to have to wrap it up now. All right, Alexander, call me back next week. Let me know how it's going, okay?
All right. And you're in the land of I am, Alexander, and to all of our family members. You've been listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Another beautiful night with you. I appreciate being able to show up and share my gifts with you. Please join Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show tomorrow. I'll be there around 1. You're listening to In the Land of I Am with Ricky Byers Beckwith. That's where I was going to wrap up this, but we're going to release the show. We don't need to wrap it up. You can find Ricky at rickybb.com to download this song. Tell her Celeste sent you. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.